from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Now I would like to tell you the programs for today's edition of our programs. We will begin with the news that is followed by Commander Ray, Today in History, My Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, and My Language. And then, to end today's edition, we will be presenting the musics in the Music Corner. Well then, listener, happy listening!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says infrastructure development will create new economic centers. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly says legislative and presidential elections become the peak of Indonesian democracy maturity. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, said that for almost 4 years of his term of office, he has focused on building infrastructure as the Indonesia's foundation. Infrastructure development certainly does not only increase the productivity and competitiveness of the nation, but also will grow new economic centers. This was conveyed before the annual session and the People's Consultative Assembly MPR in welcoming the 73rd anniversary of Indonesia in Jakarta, Thursday, August 16, 2018.
Kita harus memastikan negara bekerjanya.
We must ensure that the country has really worked in taking care of and protecting the whole country and the nation. Starting in the first year of the administration, we have begun to build a solid foundation for a more advanced Indonesia. Therefore, Indonesia focuses on infrastructure development as well as increases the productivity and competitiveness of the nation. The acceleration of infrastructure development is not only intended to catch up with us in infrastructure development compared to other countries, but it also fosters new economic centers that are able to provide added value to regions throughout the country. That's why infrastructure is not only built in Java, but also on Sumatra Island, Kalimantan Island, Maluku Islands, Nusa Tenggara, to the land of Papua. In addition, President Joko Widodo also said that development such as means of transportation is not only physical, but it should also have an impact on the people's lives. According to him, there is still a lot of misunderstanding that when we build infrastructure, it's seen only from the physical side. Even though actually through this development, the Indonesian government is building civilization, building cultural connectivity, and building new cultural infrastructure. President Joko Widodo also explained that infrastructure increases connectivity. As a result, not only is the economy increasingly integrated, but also cultural relations in Indonesia can be even tighter. The development of physical infrastructure must be seen as a way to unite and accelerate cultural connectivity that can bring different cultures across the archipelago. President Joko Widodo also promised to continue to prepare human resources to advance Indonesia, not only focusing on natural resources. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian government is committed that every Indonesian child is born healthy, grows up with adequate nutrition, and free from stunting. In welcoming the 73rd anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, August 16, the President mentioned a number of programs his government has been working on for the past 4 years, namely the distribution of healthy Indonesia cards, which in 2017 reached more than 20 million students.
Kita bekerja memastikan bahwa setiap anak Indonesia dapat.
We work to ensure that every Indonesian child can be born healthy, can grow with adequate nutrition, free from stunting. When they enter their school age, we cannot let them to be forced to drop out of school due to unreachable school fees. We realized this commitment through the distribution of the Indonesia Smart Card, which reached 20 million students in 2017, and expanded the distribution of Bidik Misi scholarships for college students. In addition to equitable access to education, we also do not forget to build healthy Indonesian people through the Healthy Living Community Movement.
Kita juga tidak melupakan untuk membangun manusia Indonesia yang sehat melalui gerakan masyarakat hidup sehat.
In addition to the education, the government also builds healthy Indonesian people through the Healthy Living Community Movement and social protection for underprivileged people by increasing the number of recipients of National Health Insurance Contribution Assistance from 86.4 million in 2014 to 92.4 million in May 2018. Friday, August 17, the Indonesian people will celebrate the 73rd anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said this anniversary of independence is a momentum to recall the spirit of Indonesian unity, which has been proven by the founders of the nation, the pioneers, and the fighters in seizing and maintaining the independence. At that time, according to President Joko Widodo, all the people of the nation got rid of political, ethnic, religious, or class differences only to realize an independent Indonesia. The president reiterated in his speech at the annual session of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly (MPR) in Jakarta on Thursday, August 16, to welcome the 73rd anniversary of Republic of Indonesia, that the difference is not a barrier for freedom fighters to be united.
Perbedaan bukanlah penghalang bagi para pejuang.
Differences are not a barrier for freedom fighters to unite. In that unity, they found a tremendous energy to move all their energy and their mind for independent Indonesia. It was in Indonesian unity that freedom fighters found solidarity, caring, and also the spirit of sharing among fellow nations. Increasing solidarity, sharing, and caring for each other, one nation, one language, and one homeland, after 73 years of independence. We must continue the spirit of the freedom fighters to work realistically, to feel the freedom, to really work hard to fulfill the promises of independence, and to realize the social justice for all Indonesian people.
Setelah 73 tahun merdeka, kita harus melanjutkan elan semangat para pejuang kemerdekaan itu untuk bekerja nyata mengisi kemerdekaan, untuk bekerja nyata memenuhi janji-janji kemerdekaan, dan untuk bekerja nyata mewujudkan keadilan sosial bagi seluruh rakyat Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo also said that the Indonesian people are facing various challenges, obstacles, and trials that tested the unity and integrity of this nation in its journey as an independent nation. Therefore, Indonesian people must be grateful. In facing the test, they are always reminded by the founding fathers that the rise and fall of the nation depend on the nation itself. The president is also convinced, as long as the Indonesian people want to remain united, share and care for their fellows, then Indonesia will become a force respected by other nations in the world. In Indonesia's 73rd independence anniversary, the country has inked a decisive nation history, namely the legislative and presidential elections to be held simultaneously in 2019. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan at the MPR's annual session 2018 stated that the event does not only become a democracy test, but can be interpreted as an achievement in a democratic life. He said in his speech on Thursday, August 16, at the People's Consultative Assembly building that presidential and legislative elections would become the peak of Indonesian democracy maturity. At last, Indonesian people must become the party that benefits the most. Whoever to be elected must be the victory of the Indonesian people. Ladies and gentlemen, we may have different parties or different colors, but we have the same red and white. Furthermore, Zulkifli Hasan calls for all Indonesian people to realize the quality election, namely direct, general, free, secret, honest, fair, and safe elections. Legislative election is a brotherhood and nationhood competition. Therefore, he asked all Indonesian people to present idea, concept, and national narration. He also asked to maintain Indonesian atmosphere away from hatred and hostility. In his speech, Zulkifli also thanked and appreciated the fast step of the government in handling disaster and the impact of the earthquake in Western Nusa Tenggara province. He added that Asian Games 2018 is the international trust towards Indonesian people. Therefore, he asked the society to make the Asian Games to be successful. This news comes to you over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In April 2019, Indonesia will hold a Democratic Party through simultaneous legislative and presidential elections. Various preparations have been made, including for Indonesian people who will cast their vote abroad. Indonesian Ambassador to New Zealand, Tantowi Yahya, to the Voice of Indonesia Thursday, August 16, explained, through the coordination of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the General Election Commission, an overseas election committee was formed. He hoped that the Indonesian citizens in New Zealand, Samoa, and the Kingdom of Tonga can participate in the elections.
Target kami minimal 80% warga negara Indonesia di Selandia Baru ini ikut.
Our target is at least 80% of Indonesian citizens in New Zealand. That's the target. But we hope we can achieve more than that. Our optimism is based on the good relationship between the Indonesian embassy and the Indonesian citizens in New Zealand. We benefit from technological advances. Nowadays, in social media era, platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and others make it easy for us to disseminate information.
Jadi platform-platform seperti WhatsApp, ya, kemudian Facebook, Instagram, dan lain-lain itu memudahkan kami dalam mendiseminasi informasi.
Ambassador Tantowi Yahya further explained that around 7,000 Indonesians reside in New Zealand. The list of temporary voter candidates is 5,000 Indonesian citizens. Currently, Tantowi Yahya said he is pursuing that all Indonesian citizens can be registered, namely by visiting Indonesian citizens and through social media. He hopes that at least 80% of the Indonesian citizens will exercise their voting rights. On Wednesday, August 15, 2018, the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, released Indonesian export in July 2018 was worth $16.24 billion. The amount increased 25.19% month-to-month compared to June 2018. Meanwhile, in year-to-year, Indonesian export increased 19.33%. Head of the agency, Suharyanto, said that the export value still remains due to seasonal factors after Idul Fitri's festivity and the large number of holidays in June, which limited exports during the period. In addition, the export increase in July was caused by non-oil and gas exports, which increased by 31.18%. On the contrary, oil and gas exports experienced a decline of 15.16% compared to the previous period.
Kita mesti ingat bulan Juni kemarin adalah bulan Lebaran, banyak liburan di sana.
Remember that last June was Idul Fitri holiday? There were many holidays and that was why the increase was so significant for 25.19%, because non-oil and gas export increase was 31.18%. On the contrary, oil and gas decreased by 15.06%. If we traced it more detail, the decrease of the oil and gas export was due to oil value decrease of 15.25%. The crude oil value also decreased by 31.08%, so did the gas.
Yang menyebabkan ekspor migas kita turun 15.06% itu, pertama nilai hasil minyaknya juga turun 15.25%. Nilai minyak mentahnya juga turun 31.08%. Gasnya juga turun.
Furthermore, Suharyanto explained that non-oil and gas commodities increase was in vegetable fats and oils reaching 17.91%, mineral fuels 11.90%, machinery or electrical equipment 37.23%, and rubber 51.47%. If it was accumulated, Indonesian export value in January to July 2018 increased by $104.24 billion from the same period last year, which reached $93.61 billion, or increased by 11.35%. The Central Statistics Agency, BPS, recorded that import value accumulation from January to July 2018 reached $107.32 million, or increased by 24.48% compared to the same period last year. And the last item, the Central Bureau of Statistics Agency, BPS, noted that the value of Indonesia's exports in July 2018 reached $18.27 billion, up 62.17% from month to month compared to June. Similarly, when compared to July 2017, from year after year, imports increased by 31.56%. Head of the agency, Suharyanto, in a press statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 15, said that Indonesia's imports were dominated by auxiliary raw materials and capital goods. In the period of July 2018, the highest import contribution was contributed by the consumption sector of $1.72 billion, up 70.50%.
Kontribusi dari impor konsumsi kita.
The contribution from our consumption imports was only 9.41%, while the auxiliary raw material was 74.8%, and capital goods 15%. So our import structure is still dominated by auxiliary raw materials and capital goods. What moves there, we see for consumption first. Our import value is $1.72 billion. If we compare to the month to month, it is up 70.05%. Some commodities that experienced a large increase were rice. Suharyanto further explained that imports of capital goods rose substantially in July compared to June, including gas engines, portable receivers, and several types of heavy vehicles such as trucks and excavators. While some imports of raw materials rose high, namely cotton, soybean foods, and some chemicals. Imports in July 2018, which has increased to 62.17% or $18.27 billion, is the highest increase since the 2013 import record. These conditions have caused Indonesia's trade balance to be deficit. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says infrastructure development will create new economic centers. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly says legislative and presidential elections become the peak of Indonesian democracy maturity. And that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is To Overcome the Trade Balance Deficit. According to the Central Statistics Agency BPS, Indonesian trade balance in July 2018 experienced a deficit worth $2.03 billion, the biggest deficit over the last 5 years. This figure is the difference between the import value worth $18.27 billion and the export value worth $16.24 billion. The total trade deficit in January to July 2018 was recorded at $3.09 billion. In a press conference attended by Coordinating Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution and Governor Bank Indonesia BI Ferry Warjio after a limited cabinet meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati pointed out that the government would take drastic and decisive steps in import control related to the balance of payments condition that are increasingly unhappy. Minister Sri Mulyani said that Indonesia's current account deficit in the first quarter of 2018 was only around 2%, but in the second quarter of 2018, it reached 3% of gross domestic product GDP. Imports of consumer goods, raw materials, and capital goods increased seriously in the second quarter of 2018. Head of the Central Statistics Agency, Suharyanto, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that one of the government efforts to reduce the trade balance deficit is by reducing the import of commodities that can be produced domestically. there will be 500 commodities to be re-evaluated, especially commodities with high local goods compared to the imported ones, such as palm oil, paper, rubber, and plastic. Meanwhile, an economist at the Institute for Development of Economy and Finance, INDET, Bima Yudhistira, remarked that Indonesian trade balance deficit could be depleted by the end of 2018 if the government seriously holds the import of raw materials for infrastructure projects such as iron steel and power plant turbines. The government also needs to accelerate the implementation of 20% biodiesel utilization, B20, in the fuel content so that oil and gas import can be reduced. Similarly, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution, at a business lunch event with the themed Indonesian Economy Alert in Political Year on Tuesday in Jakarta, said that expansion of 20% biodiesel used could be reduced the trade balance deficit, because with this policy, oil imports will be reduced. The oil and gas deficit during semester 1 2018 reached $5.4 billion. In addition to efforts to reduce imports, Bima Yudhistira hoped that the government will again boost the export performance of leading commodities such as palm oil and rubber. He urged the government to provide incentives for the export-oriented industries. It is expected that more quality local products can be exported abroad, and many Indonesian imports will be reduced, so the value of exports will be much higher than the import value, and the trade balance deficit can be immediately overcome. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Air Rival Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start for an event on August 16, 1945 when Rangas Dengklot event happened. Rangas Dengklot event was a kidnapping one which was conducted by a number of youth, among others Sukarni, Wikana, and Hairul Saleh on Sukarno and Muhammad Atta. Sukarno and Hatta were both to Rangas Dengklot, Krawan, West Java. The incident was, which happened on August 16, 1945 at 4:30 Western Indonesian Time, has background the existence of different opinion between old class and recent generation at the implementation of Indonesian proclamation. The youth hoped that on August 16, 1945, Bung Karno and Bung Hatta proclaimed the independence of Indonesia. But Sukarno wanted the proclamation of independence was held the next day in Jakarta. Finally, on August 17, 1945, the declaration of the proclamation, which was signed by Sayuti Melik, was echoed on Jalan Pengansaan Timur, number 56 in Jakarta. The proclamation was read by Bung Karno on behalf of Indonesian nation. The next event is that in 1960 about the independence of Cyprus. Cyprus is an island country in the Mediterranean. In the 16th century, the island was overpowered by Imperial Ottoman, and in 1925, England officially made this island as its colonial territory. Since that time, civil war occurred between Cyprus people of Turkey ethnic and Greek ethnic population that wanted unification Cyprus and Greece. In 1959, England held Shurit conference between Turkey and Greece to discuss the official granting of the independence to Cyprus in order to be realized in 1960. Under such condition, both Turkey and Greece have to guarantee the independence of Cyprus. Finally, on August 16, 1960, Cyprus officially gained its independence under the republic system. And the last event is that in 1976, earthquake caused tsunami in the Philippines. On August 16, 1976, small island in Mindanao, the Philippines, was hit by huge earthquake with magnitude 7.9 Richter scale. The earthquake caused large tsunami, which hit seaside with more than 433 miles long. The residents did not realize the danger and have no time to run away to higher places. Thousands of victims were sucked into the sea. Totally, 5,000 people were killed. More than 2,200 were reported missing, and 9,500 injured, and more than 90,000 people were homeless. City and province throughout the northern region of the Philippine Sea were destroyed by tsunami. Height was reaching 15 meters. The earthquake was considered as one of the worst disasters that occurred in the country. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our daily program, My Indonesia. In today's edition, we will bring a topic, preserving coastal area and sea through beach cleaning up action. Pollution of coastal area and sea has caused various complex problems and threatened the diversity of marine life and the socio-economic life of society. To overcome this, Minister of Environment and Forestry has routinely implemented coastal cleanup (CCU) since 2015 in some regions across Indonesia. Director General of Pollution Control and Environment Damage at the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Karliansa, on last Monday, led CCU activity at Tanjung Klayan Beach, Belitung Regency, which was also held simultaneously in three tourist sites in Belitung Island, Tanjung Klayan Beach, Tanjung Tinggi Beach, and New Melambe Beach. Karliansa stated that controlling pollution and damage to coastal and marine areas from seaways on Belitung Island is very important, considering that Belitung has become a tourist attraction based on the beauty of its beaches. The tourism sector has contributed greatly to economic growth in Belitung Island. Therefore, all parties, including the government, community, and the business world, have to be involved to protect Belitung Island from the impact of pollution and environmental damage, specifically from sea waste. CCU is a beach and sea cleanup action movement involving the community and the business world that care for coastal and marine sustainability and provide opportunities for the people and all stakeholders to be able to participate in the coastal and marine pollution controlling campaign. The sources of coastal and marine pollution derive not only from the land but also from the sea. Take, for example, plastic waste in the ocean, which reaches around 20% comes from the shipping and fishery sectors. However, 80% comes from the land. The plastic waste in the ocean, which is from the land, comes from river flow that ends at the sea and coastal areas. In connection with coastal and marine pollution and damage controlling, Indonesian government in international forums has stated its commitment to reduce plastic waste in the ocean up to 70% in 2025. The action to achieve the commitment would be carried out through four stages: awareness enhancement of stakeholders, terrestrial plastic waste management in the coastal and sea, and funding mechanism, institutional strengthening, law enforcement, research, and development. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Jokowi said that for almost 4 years of his term of office, he has focused on building infrastructure as the Indonesia's foundation. Infrastructure development certainly does not only increase the productivity and competitiveness of the nation, but also will grow new economic centers. This was conveyed before the annual session and the People's Consultative Assembly MPR in welcoming the 73rd anniversary of Indonesia in Jakarta Thursday, August 16, 2018. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian government is committed that every Indonesian child is born healthy, grows up with adequate nutrition, and free from stunting. Friday, August 17, the Indonesian people will celebrate the 73rd anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said this anniversary of independence is a momentum to recall the spirit of Indonesian unity, which has been proven by the founders of the nation, the pioneers and fighters in seizing and maintaining the independence. In Indonesia's 73rd independence anniversary, the country has inked a decisive nation history, namely the legislative and presidency elections to be held simultaneously in 2019. In April 2019, Indonesia will hold a Democratic Party through simultaneous legislative and presidency elections. Various preparations have been made, including for Indonesian people who will cast their vote abroad. Indonesian Ambassador to New Zealand, Tantowi Yahya, to the Voice of Indonesia Thursday, August 16, explained, "Through the coordination of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the General Election Commission, an overseas election committee was formed." On Wednesday, August 15, 2018, the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, released Indonesian export in July 2018 was worth $16.24 billion. And listeners, that's the news in brief. Thanks for listening.
Bukalah matamu, kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu. Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai
listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you about Apitan tradition from Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, on last Monday, August 6, Gucci Village residents Godong Sub-District, Grobogan Regency, Central Java Province gathered on the streets of the village to hold the Earth Alums tradition known Apitan tradition. In the tradition, hundreds of residents together eat 500 chickens that were cooked with spices, which is also called ingkung. The Apitan tradition has taken place hundreds of years ago, which is a manifestation of gratitude to God Almighty. Apitan tradition is usually held between the two Islamic holidays, namely Idul Fitri and Idul Adha. Therefore, the tradition is called Apitan, and the Javanese called it Apit. Apitan, or the Earth Alms tradition, is a form of gratitude for abundant agricultural products. When the tradition will take place, the men of Gucci village arrived at the location since noon. They brought baskets filled with ingkung rice, wrapped in banana leaves that had been cooked at home. Then 500 ingkung rices are collected and placed on the street. Then the villagers gather and sit on mats to hold prayers. After prayers, the villagers then eat ingkung rice dishes together. The villagers are allowed to bring home the remaining ingkung rice. Ingkung is a chicken cooked completely and given spices, coconut milk and bay leaves. Ingkung rice, according to the local people, is served to purify the person who holds the celebration. The name of ingkung was taken from the Javanese language ing or ingsung means I, and the word manakung means to pray solemnly. In the Apitan tradition of Gucci village, ingkung is usually served with rice, oseng tempe, fried noodles, and tofu wrapped in banana leaves. According to the local villagers, ingkung likens an innocent baby. Ingkung also interpreted as an attitude of surrender to the power of God. Usually, after the Apitan tradition is held, the Gucci residents hold barongan and ketoprak or performances. Ketoprak is a traditional drama originating from Surakarta, then developed in Yogyakarta. While barongan is an art that displays the character of barong, the king of spirits, and symbolizes goodness. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder with the topic Apitan tradition from Central Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listeners, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition highlights a topic, 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival. Stay tuned. Listeners, on August the 12th, 2018, the biggest shopping event known as the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival was officially opened at One Belpark Mall in Jakarta. Organized with the theme Spirit of Jakarta, the event has been conducted from 12th of August to 5th of September 2018. According to the chief committee of the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival, Alan Hidayat, the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival is held in August 2018 in order to support the government of Jakarta in a bid to enliven and make the international event of the 2018 Asian Games be successful. Furthermore, the purpose of organizing the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival is due to the expectation of presenting Jakarta as a competent host that gives the best service and provides various quality products with affordable prices. The event is also the right momentum to introduce Jakarta as the paradise and shopping destination to the Asian countries. Listeners, this year 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival is followed by 82 malls in Jakarta with more than 2,000 stores giving discount up to 70%. Various interesting events are also carried out during the Jakarta Great Sale Festival. Take for example, the Midnight Sale will be conducted every Sunday in turn at 16 shopping centers in Jakarta. There will be also be shops per card price lottery at 40 malls whose shopping voucher price is worth 150 million rupiah. The committee of the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival also establishes cooperation with the small and medium enterprises under the assistance of the Council for National Handicraft Indonesia of Jakarta, or Dekranasda, and the OKOC program, which will sell various traditional handicrafts of Jakarta and Indonesia at 15 shopping centers. Besides shopping centers, there are 8 hotels which will participate in giving special package and offer during the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival period. The 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival will also carry out mass blood donation at 41 shopping centers during this Great Sale Festival. Listeners, the 2018 Jakarta Great Festival is held to commemorate the anniversary of Jakarta. The grand event started being introduced to the society in the 1980s, exactly in 1982. The government of Jakarta Province initiated a shopping event called the Pertokoan or Shops Festival at that time. The festival was then changed into the discount party, and in the 1990s, the festival's name was again changed into the Jakarta Great Sale Festival like the current one. The 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival is organized in August in order to run together with the momentum of the 2018 Asian Games. This year, the sale of retail in the Jakarta Great Sale Festival is targeted to reach around 3 trillion to 4 trillion. That was miscellany about the 2018 Jakarta Great Sale Festival. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a segment which presents you with Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. To welcome the 73rd Independence Day of Indonesia on August 17, we will present you several songs with the theme of nationalism in today's edition of Music Corner. Let's listen to the first song, entitled Bung Hatta by Iwan Fals.
Tuhan, terlalu cepat semua. Panggil satu-satunya yang tersisa, proklamator tercinta. Jujur, lugu dan bijaksana, mengerti apa yang terlintas dalam jiwa. Hujan air mata dari pelosok negeri saat melepas engkau pergi. Berjuta kepala tertunduk haru terlintas nama seorang sahabat. Terbayang batimu, terbayang jasamu.
terbayang jelas jiwa sederhanamu berkesan bangga berkafan doa dari kami yang merindukan orang seperti
you've just listened to the song Bung Hatta by Iwan Fals. The singer who started his career in Indonesian music industry since 1975 has nicely dedicated the song. In addition to his distinctive vocal, the song was also especially dedicated to recall the late Bung Hatta. Bung Hatta was an Indonesian national figure who had given services and struggling for Indonesia's independence and development. When he died, the whole people of Indonesia were sad since they lost the popular and well-known figure. Listener, coming up next, we'll dedicate to you a song, Pantang Mundur, by Titi Puspa. Listener, the song Pantang Mundur was composed and also nicely sung by Titik Puspa. The song as if stirred up enthusiasm for anyone who listened to it. The lyrics of the song seems to invite us to rise up the spirit of love for the beloved country, Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song, entitled Kebiar Kebiar by Gombloh, released in 1979. The song is usually played on the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17. Many Indonesian musicians rearranged the song, such as Chocolate Band. Well, listener, let's listen to Kebiar Kebiar by Gombloh, and we hope you will enjoy the song. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.